USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As political divisions continue in Washington, D.C., a divided House has removed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees for things she has said in the past.
And if this Congress is to tolerate members that condone riots that have hurt American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and I regret, then I think we are in a real big problem.
The chamber's vote was 230 to 199. Snowy conditions caused a section of Interstate 80 to be closed Thursday afternoon in central Iowa after a massive crash involving 40 vehicles. Iowa authorities closed the eastbound lanes of the interstate west of Newton. Transportation Department spokeswoman Andrea Henry said several serious injuries have been reported in the crash, but no deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Senate early Friday morning moved forward with a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package after a marathon voting session on resolutions attached to the bill. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. 28-year-old Darian Jarrett, a New Mexico State police officer, was fatally shot on Interstate 10 in southern New Mexico Thursday. Authorities chased the attacker for 30 miles before killing him in another shootout. The suspect has been identified as 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. Major League Baseball and President Biden wanted baseball to postpone the season.
The Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected a proposal from the league that would have pushed back opening day, shortened the regular season, and expanded the playoffs. In a statement, the union said its members rejected the offer because it did not guarantee further protections in the event of delays, interruptions, or the cancellation of the season. The union says its players will continue to prepare for spring training to begin on February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC is giving American teachers the green light to get back into the classrooms. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say the kids are the most important things, important players here. And the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At last count in 2002, there are 13,506 school districts in America. The Super Bowl halftime show is no stranger to controversies, large and small, when it comes to the content of its show. Its headliner this year, The Weeknd, promised Thursday that the Super Bowl 55 show will be family-friendly. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.